So now that's a bunch of Indians that can't protest, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why?
Oh. Because there aren't any left.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
I never thought about that.
That's the way to do it.
But, you know, in the interest of sensitivity, why did the NCAA not come down on them?
Oh, because there was nobody to defend, you see.
You know, that's what Arkansas State and Louisiana Monroe, you know, should have done. They should have renamed themselves the Mayans.
Yeah, that's it.
The Incans.
The Incans. Be the Incans.
Well, Aztecs is a little bit different. It's not like Redskins, you know, or warriors or things like that.
But see, I take offense to anyone's offense at the term warrior.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on this.
Since when is warrior a bad word?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Sunday's Mama's Day.
Yeah, it is.
So I said, I got to cast around and find the perfect Mama Day song, and I found it.
Really?
I did. From 1966. Ooh, this is B.J. Thomas.
This would not work well on the elliptical.
No.
Who's the one who tied your shoe when you were young and knew just when to come and see what
I'm already tired of it.
No, that's a great one. That's Mama.
Mama.
Mama. I remember this song.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you're old enough, too.
Yeah, BJ.
Came out like 20 years before Chase was born.
It was like on the flip side of something.
I don't know.
Better. I'm not sure.
Yeah, raindrops keep falling on my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be Mama.
Maybe Mama.
Yeah.
Mama.
Mama.
A little flat there.
Well, listen to that. I was just about to say his vocal range did expand a little bit, but... Anyhow.
Mama, I mean, golly.
I thought you'd like that.
You're using the Forrest Gump dialect, Mama, there, aren't you?
Mama.
Yeah, there it is.
Mama's Day first celebrated 1908 at church service in Philadelphia. Ann Jarvis had the service done for her mama.
Mama.
You got to do that every time. In 1914, Congress passed legislation designating the second Sunday in May as Take Your Mom Out to Eat Day. No, I'm sorry. It's Mother's Day. So now the census.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. What's for lunch?
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things. There are all sorts of ways for you to celebrate. And you know, we're wanting to be able to help you out doing that. I mean, take what you ought to do is just, you know, have a meal and then just take Mom out for a walk around the neighborhood. She can do the dishes when she gets back.
Yeah. Just put them in the sink.
Let them soak.
Yeah. Or not.
Yeah. You don't need to run any water on them.
Yeah. Give Mom a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell her she doesn't have to get to those till, you know,
later on.
Right. And after you're done with that, that's when you can get the clothes out of the dryer.
That's right. And by the way, I need a shirt iron for work tomorrow.
That's right.
That's right. But take your time, Mom. It's your day.
That's right. Sweet pea.
That's right. It's your day.
All right, we'll go here. Hello.
So are you going to record the Forrest Gump saying Mama and put it in the hopper back with the coach?
Yeah, no kidding. That's right. That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. We might want to do that some. But Chase does it so well live.
Mama.
Got that done. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates that there are 82.5 million moms of all ages in U.S. America. Mississippi has the highest percentage of moms in its population. gets worse. That's 68% aged 15 to 44.
Yeah.
I think we've said enough right there, haven't we?
And there's nothing else you can say.
Average woman has 2 children in her lifetime, and only 10% of women in U.S. America have 4 or more children. And 4 million moms have babies each year. Of those 4 million, more than 10% are teens. So
average woman has 2 children.
That's right.
I don't know why I thought it would have been more, but I guess that counts all of them that don't have any.
Yeah. Go back 100 years and see, you know, think about that.
Anyhow, yeah.
So who are the best mamas out there? Who are the best mamas?
Mine was.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, go ahead. What else you got?
Okay, according to Time Magazine, here you go. Here are your top 5 best moms.
Mm-hmm. I guess these are celebrity types that
known, exactly.
High profile.
Yeah, number 5 would be Florida Evans from Good Times.
And who wouldn't want a mother with a state for a first name?
Sure. Right. Number 4 was Whistler's mother, and I don't know why. She didn't seem like a really nice
lady. All she did was sit in a rocking chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't taking care of her kids.
No.
She
was watching him. He was just...
Was he over there?
He was just out of the frame.
Yeah. Was he?
Just out of the frame.
And she was just...
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually,
staring into his soul with her hollow eyes.
There you go. Number 3 is Hester Prynne from The Scarlet Letter. All right. Number 2 is Marge Simpson.
Once again, we've got a list that was compiled by
Time Magazine.
Drunken orangutans.
Time Magazine.
Time Magazine.
Number one is the Queen Mother from Aliens. She protected her babies, trying to find a safe place for them, gave them nutritious food like any good mom.
Well,
take out anybody who focused a threat on their kids.
Look at Time's cover. You'll see how far they fall.
Oh,
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's an eye-opener.
Well, we'll talk about that next hour, actually. The online magazine Daily Beast has ranked the best cities for moms. What does that mean? What does that mean, the best city for moms?
I'm sure Austin's on there.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I did the top five. Tampa was number one, Pittsburgh two, Cincinnati three, Seattle four. Number five, I thought, was interesting that it was in the group. It was San Francisco.